Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So, folks, I'm continuing to my monologue here with you, just you and me. I want to give you fair warning. I'm going to report on a poll results that you gave us. But I want you to know that I'm going to be a little more... specific and maybe a little more colorful than I have ever been, because there's just a way of describing what's going on that I couldn't describe any other way, and that'll come later in our visit this time. But I'm just giving you fair warning. You can't say I didn't. So early in President Obama's first term in office, I was recommended a documentary was recommended to me, and you've heard me talk about it, I think, on the show. 2016, Obama's America, by Dinesh D'Souza, and that film is very powerful. Since I watched it, I've encouraged everyone I can to watch it, regardless of your politics. Regardless, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. If you love President Obama or if you hate him, you should watch this movie, because as it captures the background and the perspective from which President Obama comes, and what informs him as he engages the world as the leader of the only real superpower on the planet, and in my opinion, the most benevolent one. And obviously, I'm talking about America. But as I can't tell you how, when I've watched President Obama take the steps that he's taken or not, how having watched that movie helped me understand what was going on in his head. What were the visceral feelings that made him do whatever he did or didn't do? After you watch the film, you're no longer scratch your head about what you're witnessing in the Obama foreign policy. You'll have a better understanding of why he does those things, regardless of whether you align with him politically or not. You'll see that his reactions and policies are informed by something that supersedes politics, it supersedes history, it supersedes nationalism, or any generally accepted negotiating theory. How many times have I had people say, you know, they just scratch their head and they say, well, who would do that? Why would he do this? I've never heard of a president doing anything like this. Well, if you watch that movie, 2016, you may or may not still like it. I'm not saying it's going to make it, if you don't like it, it's not going to make it go down any better, but it will help you understand what his thinking is. So in our online poll last week, we asked this question: what do you think about President Obama's foreign policy performance, his foreign affairs performance? What do you think about that? And most of the people, based on the fact that most of the people, and I'm talking about 84% of our respondents, not only don't agree with his politics, but are actually fearful of the wages of his actions, or inactions, as the case may be. 84% chose the option that said President Obama's foreign policy is a failure, and worse, even dangerous. That's 84%. Now, only 13% think today's world would be too tough for any president. In other words, 13% said, you can't blame President Obama, it's too tough for everybody. But the response that the president should be most troubled about is the option that got no response. Not one person in our sample, and this is really important, folks, not one person in our sample thought Obama was doing a good job in foreign policies. The reason I think this should trouble him is because, based on other questions that we've asked you, political questions, that we've asked our audience, our online audience, and our newsletter audience, our subscribers, I know there are people in my audience who align with the president politically. I know you're out there. God bless you, everyone, and I love you, just like I love people who agree with the president, who don't agree with the president. But I do know you're out there, and yet not one person said he's doing a good job. Even those who haven't been paying attention in the last 35 years of lying and murdering by the Iranian government know you don't put that regime on a nuclear path. A nuclear path to nuclear weaponry. But President Obama has done that. You don't have to be a far right wing nut to believe that America should be to do more to support Israel and should not have given away what we paid dearly for in blood and treasure to accomplish in Iran and Iraq. We're squandering all of that. Even far left wing nuts can see that our president, apparently according to our poll results, our president, and by extension every American, is being geopolitically bitch-slapped by Russia's Putin in Syria. And he did the same thing to NATO in Crimea. That term, bitch-slap I just gave you, here's what it means. To open-handedly slap someone denotes disrespect for the person being slapped as not worthy of a man-sized punch. Suggests the slap was met with little resistance and much whining. That's how most Americans feel about President Obama's policies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.